Midway Panthers as they win it. Back-to-back, said the crowd, and so right they are.
Skagway Panthers girls basketball take 2A state and have the new player of the year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next.
And I'm not sure what the chant is. But, back-to-back. That's what it was. Back-to-back, two in a row.
Skagway Panthers girls are still Alaska's 2A basketball state champions.
With the time winding down, Rory Leverson has a smile come across her face with 5 seconds to go. Down to three, Kaylee O'Daniel smiling, and a ball in the air. It's all over. Skagway wins it again.
The Panthers girls team protected their state title Wednesday night, getting their revenge on the very team that swiped the regional title from them weeks earlier. The team arrived home to fans in Skagway on Thursday with the 2A state trophy in tow.
So your Panthers, the winners here at the 2011 2A state championship. The final, Skagway 34, Yakutat 23. I hope you enjoy the rest of the evening. How can you not?
Yakutat, whose three-year state winning streak was ended with Skagway's win last year, could not unseat the Panthers. Couldn't even score against the Panthers' pressing defense for nearly the first 10 minutes of the game. Carl Pulliam announced the game that took place in Anchorage's Sullivan Arena and aired live on KHNS. He described the scene that unfolded on the court after the win.
And the seniors take center court for a final time. Kaylee O'Daniel, Jesse Ellis, and Caitlin Surdick, arm in arm, coming back to the sideline, joined by their starting teammates there too, Rory Leverton and Anna Corsmo. They'll be back next year. The hugging, the tears of joy, and the two-time defending champs now, Skagway Panthers, as they win it. Back-to-back, said the crowd, and so right they are.
A lineup of bare-chested fans painted with letters to spell Skagway, plus a bunch more in blue and gold, yelled from the bleachers. Many of them made the trip from Skagway. Others were Anchorage residents missing Skagway. Coach Lara Lebesky was courtside, along with co-coaches Mark Jennings and Savannah Ames, a former player of Lebesky's.
And those guys that have their body painted, we don't even know who they are. It was really cool. I mean, the generations, I mean, we had, you know, old people to young people. I mean, it was just amazing. You look up there and see the multi-generational fan base that we had. You know, I mean, from like these older retired people in town who have no kids whatsoever, you know, or grandkids in there, and going down to like younger kids who, you know, maybe moved away from Skagway when they were 3 years old and now live in Anchorage and are at the game, you know, yelling and screaming. And it was great.
Skagway kept Yakutat at bay almost throughout the game. It was their sturdy defense that took a lot of the credit for the standoff. Yakutat coach Charlie Russell said that type of man defense you don't see often. Only three of the Eagles were able to score at all. The Panthers racked up a 10-point lead by halftime. Skagway 23, Yakutat 13.
The girls, just a fantastic job jumping on top of Yakutat early, building a 10-point lead, 14-4 after one quarter. Then they kind of let them hang around, stay in the game, 23-13 after a half. And then after Yakutat closed the gap a bit going into the fourth quarter, there were some murmurs in the crowd, but they came to answer the call there in the fourth quarter, putting up 9 points, holding Yakutat to five, and they win it 34-23.
Senior and lead scorer and rebounder for the Panthers, Jesse Ellis, said they wanted to prove to Yakutat that Skagway's players were the top dogs. And the Panthers are top dogs, ranking up the second basketball state title in Skagway history. It was an extraordinary matchup to end the long season, with Skagway at 23-3 and Yakutat at 21-5. Five of those games were against each other, and each other being the two Alaska teams that have traded off the state title since 2007.
It's good and it's bad, because you do know those so well, you tend to overanalyze. You know, you have a pretty darn good idea of what they're going to do. And I know that they had a pretty good darn idea of what we were going to do, and you just hope that, you know, your strategy works better than theirs. You know, you have to believe that your personnel is stronger than theirs, you know, that overall that they're not going to be able to match up as well with you as you do with them.
In fact, Southeast 2A girls teams that are playing seem to be the regional powerhouse in the state.
Yakutat at the free throw line for two shots. And they sent Tina Espenshade there. Espenshade, a junior. Ivor's a junior. Ellen Espenshade, the only senior. So they have a good team coming back, too. Understand Kloak with a good team down there as well. A good young group of sophomores playing well. So Southeast, the center of the 2A basketball universe here for the last couple of years.
Three wins over Yakutat early in the season may have given the home team a hefty dose of confidence, but their reality check came in the regional championship game when Yakutat snatched the win by just 1 point in overtime. It was probably just what Skagway needed, says Lebesky.
I'd say that was one of the biggest motivators that could happen. It was probably the best thing that happened to us in a way, because it took the pressure off of having to beat them the one more time in a row. If we had won at regionals, then that state title game would have been the ninth time in a row that we would have had to beat Yakutat. And to beat a team of that caliber nine times in a row is, you know, that's going to be really tough. So it took a lot of the pressure off, because it wasn't the ninth time in a row. They got a win, so now we're back to a kind of square one.
All five starters brought in points for Skagway's win. Jesse Ellis and Rory Leverton were the top two scorers of the night, Ellis bringing in 14 points and Leverton with 10. Top rebounders were Anna Korsmo and Jesse Ellis. She was named 2A Player of the Year. Jesse Ellis, Caitlin Serdick, Kaylee O'Daniel, and Rory Leverton were named to the all-tournament team at state.
So we had four girls on the all-tournament team, and I have never, ever seen four players from one team on the all-tournament team at state. That's a pretty big feat. I mean, they really proved themselves up there.
It was the last high school game for three of the starting seniors, Jesse Ellis, Caitlin Serdick, and Kaylee O'Daniel. The three are graduating this year and are planning on attending college. Starting juniors Rory Leverton and Anna Korsmo will be back next year.
As the Panthers win it once again, will they return next year? Well, that's a year away. We'll see what happens. Kloak, Yakutat will have something to say about that, but for now, the girls are going to certainly enjoy this, and the girls on this team are going to take home some great memories being parts of championships 2 years in a row.
Next year looks pretty good. You know, we got the people that will be starting next year. They all got playing time up there, and they were quality minutes. I mean, they put in some great time. Polly Brown and J.C. Ellis had some, you know, great minutes for us. I mean, they were key. And, you know, they'll be on the team next year. Hannah O'Daniel, that didn't play as much as those two, but, you know, got the experience of being there and stuff. I mean, that's a big deal for next year, you know, just to be on the big stage, even if you weren't on the court as much as everybody else, you still got the experience of being there and playing under the big lights and with big crowds and on a big court and stuff. So, you know, I think we're going to be pretty competitive in our region, even though we're losing, you know, three fantastic players.
Students are on spring break next week, so no major celebratory events for the Skagway Panthers girls basketball players are planned until school is back in session. A free two-day film festival that travels around the country is coming to Skagway this weekend. Bruce Dansby is a park ranger with Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway. He works in the Division of Interpretation and is bringing the film festival to Skagway for the third year in a row.
It's a series of movies which deals with conservation and preservation issues.
The films in the Far North Film Festival go much further than the Far North. The content is from all over the world and covers issues from a broad range.
We've got a wide variety of movies, but what's kind of unique this year in particular is we have some movies which were made by kids. And in some respects, I think they're some of the better ones in their own way. For example, there's one called No Monkey Business, and it's about what happens if you go out into the woods and if you don't take the 10 essentials with you, and you can get into trouble. And it's just a fun movie which deals with what can happen if you don't carry a flashlight or a map or matches, that kind of thing.
The films were selected by Gates of the Arctic National Park in Northwest Arctic, Alaska, and are donated by their creators. There's a series of different pieces that run during the two-day festival, but the films do have one thing in common. They all deal with preservation, conservation, or cultural or natural resources.
Exactly. That is something, of course, that we are very much interested in. That's what we're all about. It's part of our mission. So we thought that this film festival would be a good way to spread the word.
The Far North travels to national park sites all over the country and other places like schools, but mainly in Alaska. Sure, the material for Far North Film Festival comes from all over the world, but there could be more projects submitted by filmmakers who live in the Far North.
You know, so my recommendation is that if there's any, you know, filmmakers out there who would like to submit an entry and have it viewed and seen by the public, that'd be a great way to do it and to, you know, tell some of the stories which are relevant to us in this area.
The Far North Film Festival in Skagway is free. It runs this weekend, starting at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, March 18th, and picking back up at 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th. The pieces are all appropriate for all ages, but the ones by kids or for kids will be shown first on Saturday. The event is at the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park Auditorium at 2nd and Broadway in Skagway.
Yeah, I hope it'll make people more aware of these very important preservation issues that we all face in this day and age.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.